blue. Just raise a laugh and soon you'll find you're losing that crown. A smile will spread all over the town. Don't give in, try and win. Don't be like a passport photograph. Come on and meet Ted Ray. He'll chase your troubles away.
And raise a laugh.
Ted Ray.
Hello, boys and girls. How do you do? Well, I had a couple of hours to spare this afternoon, so I went to a cinema. I had to line up, you know. Oh, yes. They're getting very strict these days. There's no more of this bunking in lark. I saw one bloke keep trying to sneak in through a side door, but they kept slinging him out. So I said to him here, I said, just a moment. I said, get in the queue, old man. I said, we want to see the picture as well as you.
He said, well, unless they let me in, he said, there won't be any picture. I'm the operator.
Of course, the cinemas are tightening up the regulations now, but something must have gone wrong in this place because I asked for a 1 and 9, and when the girl gave me the ticket, it said on it, White City, second race, trap 4. You can't run a business like that, but I will admit the cinema was pretty full up. Even when I got inside, I found myself in another queue. I shuffled forward for about half an hour. Honestly, wouldn't you think they'd have a couple of notices put up? It wasn't until I noticed that all the others were women I realized I was in the wrong queue. Yes, that's me. But really, some women are a nuisance in the pictures, aren't they? I don't mean that unkindly, but there are some women. There was a girl a couple of seats from me. She started coming out. We all stood up, you know the way you do. She got to the end of the row. Back she came again and sat down in her seat. Fidgeted about. Up she got again. Got to the end of the row. Back she came. Down in her seat. But, you know, after half a dozen times, I said, look, I said, if you were a lady, you'd either get up and go out or sit still and watch the picture. She said, yes. And if you were a gentleman, you'd help me unhook one of my suspenders from this seat. I must say, you do get your money's worth these days in the cinemas, you know. The latest thing is they're putting on stage shows now. Oh, yes, a couple of chorus girls walked up the aisles and did the dance of the 5 balloons. I was bored, I was, really. Do you know, for 2 pins, I'd have walked out. I found the 2 pins and I was thrown out.
Mama dear, come over here and see who's looking in my window. It's the butcher boy and oh, he's got a bundle in his hand. Tell me why he winks his eye whenever he goes by my window. Daughter, he's in love, and you're in love, and love is grand.
Hey, Marie, I got the pork chop. Hey, Marie, I got the lamb chop. Hey, Marie, you want to marry me?
The butcher boy, the butcher boy, I wanna marry the butcher boy.
Oh, mama, get that man for me. Oh, mama, how happy I will be. Tra la 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 la, and cheery beery bee. Oh, if I'm gonna marry, it's the butcher boy for me.
Mama dear, come over here and see who's looking in my window. It's the baker boy and oh, he's got a bundle in his hand.
Hey Marie, I got the fruitcake. Hey Marie, I got the cheesecake. Hey Marie, Marie, you wanna marry me?
The baker boy, I wanna marry the baker boy.
Oh, mama, oh, get that man for me. Oh, mama, how happy I will be. Tra-la-la-la-la, and cheery-beery-bee. Oh, if I'm gonna marry, it's the baker boy for me. Mama dear, come over here and see who's looking in my window. It's the fisher boy, and oh, he's got a bundle in his hand. Tell me why he winks his eye whenever he goes by my window. Daughter, daughter, he's in love, and you're in love, and love is grand.
Hey, Marie, I got the codfish. Hey, Marie, I got the skate fish. Hey, Marie, Marie, you wanna marry me?
The fisher boy, the fisher boy, I wanna marry the fisher boy.
Oh, mama, get that man for me. Oh, mama, how happy I will be. Tra-la-la-la-la, and cheery-beery-bee. Oh,
if I'm gonna marry, it's the fisher boy for me.
Yes, if I'm gonna marry, it's the
baker boy.
No, 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 no.
The fisher boy.
No, 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 no.
If I'm gonna marry, it's the butcher boy.
Thank you, Boys and Bears. Next week, the boys and girls will sing a little song entitled, I'm off to Germany tonight. Does anyone want a ration book? Confidence. That's what we all need. Confidence in the future. Confidence in the country. And confidence in our little wives. Take my wife. There's an offer. Take my wife. She's like a short-sighted man at the windmill. She's no idea of figures. But still, I often find it much easier to let her have her own way. No, darling, no. I'm sorry, positively no.
But, Ted, I just must have my housekeeping money today.
But today's Tuesday.
Well, you usually give it to me on a Wednesday, so it's only a day.
That's not the point.
Oh, what's the difference? Can you mention one day that's more important than another?
Yes, February the 23rd. Now, listen. Now, listen, Kitty, I'm not going to give you your housekeeping money on a Tuesday.
Well, why not?
Well, I'll tell you. When we were first married, I gave it to you on a Friday, and it was a Thursday, and so on. And I've been checking up, and you know what?
What?
Since our wedding day, I'm 3 weeks out of pocket. And what's more, I've got an overdraft at the bank.
But I'm not really extravagant, dear. It's only that I like to have a little ready money.
Ready money? Mm-hmm. When you get money, it's not only ready, it's eager.
But, darling, you've got confidence in me, haven't you?
Well, we are married, dear, and marriage makes two people one.
That's right, darling.
All that worries me is which one of us it is.
You're worried because you can't save, aren't you, darling?
That's right, dear.
Well, I can save.
Oh, yes, I know you can. You saved 100 toothpaste cartons for a hairbrush and spent £5 saving them.
Ted, I saved £10 out of the housekeeping money.
Yeah, and then when you got the toothpaste, you... You what?
I've saved £10 since October.
£10?
Yes, dear.
All by yourself?
Why, yes, Ted.
You mean you put a few shillings here and a few shillings there, and it mounted and mounted until it became £10, darling?
That's right.
That's a clever girl.
Well, thank you, darling.
Don't mention it. I'm in a good mood again. You've restored my faith in human nature.
I have?
Yes, it's gone up by leaps and £10, dear. Oh, you're a good little wife. Do you know what?
What?
After dinner, I'll do the washing up.
Oh, darling, it's the first time I've ever heard you offer to do the washing up.
Did I? I must be getting lightheaded. Let's get back to the money, dear. 10 smackers. You know, darling, you're beginning to look beautiful. Give us a kiss. Come on.
A kiss?
Yes, like this.
You like to kiss your little wife, don't you?
Yes.
The first year we were married, you kissed me 3 times a day.
So I did.
Then it went up to 4 times a day.
Oh, it did.
And now it's 6 times a day. You're 3 weeks behind with your housekeeping money, but you're 6 months ahead with those kisses.
Oh, well, never mind. You've saved £10, eh?
And that's not all, dear. With that £10, I was able to save another £10.
Another £10? Good.
Ted, what are you holding your hand out for?
Oh, was I, dear? Oh, it itching, you know, the palms. Sign of money coming to me, dear. Another £10, my angel. Could you, would you tell your dear little slave how you managed to save that?
Why, certainly. Mm-hmm. I went to the sales.
Well, that would be... Sales? The sales.
Well... Yes, darling. You can save an awful lot of money at the sales.
Oh, sales. A waste of time. They give every woman a chance to ruin one dress while she's buying another.
I didn't buy a dress, darling. I didn't like them, so I thought I'd save my money.
Now, that's a sensible girl.
I bought a blouse instead.
Huh? How much?
30 shillings.
Yeah? What else did you buy?
Well, I got this, dear. Do you like it?
They haven't left a hole for the spout.
Ted, it is not a tea cozy, it's a hat.
Oh. You never know these days, do you? How much?
Well, it was a ridiculous price.
I'm not surprised. It's a ridiculous hat. How much?
£2.
£2? That's even more ridiculous.
And I've got a new bedspread and a pair of sheets.
New sheets?
Mm-hmm.
That's done it.
Well, what do you mean?
Now I've got to go and cut my toenails. Kitty.
What, darling?
Could you tell me how you say that £10 again? I'm beginning to lose confidence.
Well,
what about the rest of it? Where did that go?
Well, you see, I was just going to get a tweed skirt for the winter.
Yes?
When I thought I'd save the money.
Yes?
So I bought a woolen one instead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here it is, darling. Do you think it needs turning down?
How much was it?
£3.
Yeah, turn it down.
Now, Ted, don't tell me you're angry.
Angry? You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Saving on housekeeping money and then spending it like that.
But, darling, it was my money.
Your money? The point is that you spent it without telling me, just to show off in front of the neighbors. You don't take a bit of notice of what I say.
But I do.
Oh, no, you don't. Before we married, I talked and you listened.
Mm-hmm.
On our honeymoon, you talked and I listened. Mm-hmm. Now we both talk and the neighbors listen.
Well, I bought you something as well.
Of all the selfish... You what?
I bought you something.
Can I afford it?
Oh, you silly boy. It's all paid for.
Yeah?
Nelson's up at the menswear getting it now.
Well, that's the best news I've heard today. And it's very sweet of you, dear. For once, I'd be glad to see Nelson come in.
I heard you say that, Teddy boy. You know, that's the nicest thing you said to me this year.
Well, make the most of it, Rumble Tommy. That's going to last you till Christmas. Is that my parcel?
No, it's mine.
I mean the one under your arm.
Oh, yes. And I had to fight hard to get it. There were three women after it, and two of them were members of the Housewives League.
Oh. Well, don't worry. You'll never be the housewife's choice. Come on, you're wasting time. Open the parcel.
All right. Wait till I cut the string.
Oh, you love them, Ted.
Well, what are they?
A lovely pair of sports trousers.
Oh, that's good. Let me get it open. Kitty, I love a pair of...
What's this?
These aren't sports trousers. They're knickerbockers.
Now, Teddy boy, don't you look at me. They only cost 10 shillings and all the moleskin trousers had gone.
Oh, the moleskin... Half a knicker's worth of knickerbockers. Don't you know that knickerbockers went out years ago?
Yes, but you never know, darling, that they may come back again.
Well, if they come back, they'll have to walk on their own. Well, I'll tell you one thing.
What?
I'm not going to wear these knickerbockers.
Well, Ted, what will I do with them?
Cut the bockers off and you wear them.
Melody from out of the sky, my brother and I.
Hello everyone, this is Bob and Alf Pearson. Our melodies this week tell a love story in song.
When you and I were 17 and life and love were new, the world was just a field of green, neath smiling skies of blue. The golden spring when I was king, and you, my wonderful queen. Do you recall when love was all, and we were 17? Oh, how we danced on the night we were wed. We vowed our true love, though a word wasn't said. Dearest, I held you so close in my arms. Angels were singing a hymn to your charms. Hearts gently beating were murmuring low. My darling, I love you so. For you grow sweeter as the years go by. You grow sweeter as the twilights fly. Let the leaves start falling, darling. What can can I? When you grow sweeter as the years go by, how sweet of you to remember and send a card just to say, I'm still in love with you, darling, on our anniversary day. We'll dream again of confetti and all it means to convey a million sweet recollections on our anniversary day. For me alone, you smiled as you said, I will. The years have flown, and your eyes are smiling still. We've been so happy together, and mean to keep it that way. In love forever and ever, on our anniversary day.
And now we present Ted Reyes, George, the man with a conscience.
George.
Yes, Mr. Rivers?
You're a film fan, aren't you?
Oh, yes, Mr. Rivers.
So am I.
Yeah?
You know, I was going to pictures before Butler started looking.
You were, sir? I didn't know.
Oh, yes. I started years ago.
Yeah?
I can go back to Max Sennett's Bathing Beauties.
Gosh.
Do you like Bathing Beauties?
I don't know. I've never bathed any. What's all this about, Mr. Rivers?
Well, lad, it's a big chance for you to meet a real-life film star.
Oh, who is it, sir?
I don't know. Film star's traveling incognito.
Well, then, how will I know who it is?
Well, now, it's your job to find out.
Yes?
All we know is that the train arrives at Waterloo at 3 o'clock.
Yes, sir, I'm on my way.
And George...
Yes, Mr. Rivers?
If it turns out to be Jane Russell...
Yes?
Take her out to lunch.
Yes?
Buy her some flowers.
Yes?
Sit her on a settee.
And then...
Send for me.
Oh, Conscience.
Yes, George?
Here we are at Waterloo.
And this is where you'll meet yours.
What do you mean?
You haven't a chance. You don't know whether the film star's Lana Turner or Donald Duck.
Well, I'll soon find out. I'll ask this tea boy if he knows where the boat train comes in. Hey, boy.
What do you want, Toppy?
Hey. Where's the boat train?
Oh, I don't know. I'm in charge of the tea, Tolly, and I'm not having any chat with you.
Now, don't you be rude to me, T-boy. I want a civil answer.
If you was a civil servant, you could have had a cup for nothing, Tolly.
Will you answer me?
Let go of me! Do shareholders are all the time.
Well, where can I find out?
Wait for the lady station announcer.
Oh, yes. Is she pretty?
Yes. She's got a lovely little turned-up nose.
How nice.
And you've got a big red conk.
I'll get no help from her. I'll try inquiry. Excuse me.
Hello, what do you want?
Can I trouble you just for a minute?
You lay a finger on me and I'll do you with me timetable.
Who's she kidding? She's got more lines on her face than Clapham Jungle.
Shut up, you. No, miss, I want information about an arrival.
Charlie!
Hello! What you want, Ingrid?
There's a geezer here wants to know about an arrival.
Well, tell him to ring up the nursing home, and I hope it's a boy.
Oh, no, no. Look, I'm a newspaper man. I've got to write a leader for the Bugle.
Charlie!
Hello!
He says he's every leader with a bugle.
Tell him to up it. We're already running at a loss.
Poor old Joe.
Keep out of it, you. I'm not in the mood. Now, listen, miss, I'm getting nowhere. I can see the writing on the wall.
Charlie!
Hello!
Now he's talking about writing on the wall.
Well, tell him to check it. I've been rubbing him out all the morning.
Oh, I can't stand it. Look at the time. Look at the clock.
Charlie!
Hello!
He says he can't stand the look of my clock.
Blimey, he's lucky he can't see your mother.
George.
Yes, Conscience?
Don't waste your time here. Go and ask the station master.
That's a good idea. I'll go over right away.
Excuse me.
Why? Why, it's a little girl. What's your name?
Jennifer.
That's a nice name, and that's a nice little doggy you have there.
Yes, and I take him on an excursion every Friday.
That's very nice indeed, but I see he's got a bandage on the end of his tail.
Yes, I'm taking him on an excursion because he's got a sore tail.
Oh, I see. Every dog has his day.
Yes, but my doggy has a weekend, see?
Well, here we are. Here we are. At last, the station master's office. I'll go in.
Come in, come in.
Are you the station master?
Yes, yes. What is it?
Tell me, will the 3 o'clock be on time?
Well, it should be. It's under starter's orders.
Well, I want to know about the arrival of a film star.
Oh, don't bother me now. It's stock taking tomorrow, and I'm 4 coal trucks short.
That's terrible. Are you upset?
Upset? But this coal's driving me nuts. Ernie! Where is Ernie?
In Ceylon, singing I've Got a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts.
Time.
2:30.
Oh, dear. Oh, I must go at once. There's a lady driver bringing in the freight train.
Is she pretty?
Pretty. She's the goods.
What a way to run a railway.
Attention, will the vet please go to the refreshment room? A hot dog has been taken ill.
This is no use to me. I'm looking for a film star.
Excuse me?
Yes?
Are you looking for the film star?
I am. Why?
Well, my name's... Fanny, I want to be a film star.
You do?
Yes. I'm an impressionist. Would you like to hear me do one?
No, but I'm going to.
All right, I will. Officer, officer, why did you gong me?
Who's that?
Gene Simmons.
Good. You'll never make a film star. Go and get yourself a job.
I had a job in an undertaker's, but I got the sack for putting a notice in the window.
What did it say?
Said, join our Christmas club.
If you listen to her, she'll get you boxed up.
You're right, and look at the time. It's nearly 3 o'clock. Wait a minute. Look, here's a man coming along with a police escort.
Come on. Stand right back. What's the idea?
Pardon me, officer. Is this man a film star?
Film star? That's a good one. This is the notorious stocking thief, Art Silk.
Huh? What's he done?
Well, we caught him knocking off women's nylons. He'd get 5 years for this.
Well, that seems pretty hard, 5 years just for stealing nylons.
Oh, but he was pinching them while they had them on.
Oh, I see.
Now, look here, let this be a lesson to you, young fella.
Yeah?
Leave the women alone.
Oh, I do. I never take any notice of women except when I see it written on a door.
Attention, please. Here is a special announcement.
has just cost the taxpayers another 1,000 quid. Well, here they are. Here they come. How well fed everyone looks. This must be the Continental Express. What a crowd. I never find the film star amongst this lot.
George.
Yeah?
Look at that lady standing by the guards van.
Oh, yes. She's wearing a pair of sunglasses, and her face is covered in vanishing cream. Excuse me, madam. Who are you?
Crystal Jollybottom yourself. And I'll thank you to keep your elbow out of my cabin trunk.
Come on. I know you. I know you. Come on. You're traveling incognito.
No, I'm not. I'm traveling in my old red flannel.
Come on, I know you. You're Constance Collier.
No, I'm not your thoughts, but my old man's a dustman. What do you think of that?
You can trust me. I'm from the Bugle.
Oh, well, you're not going to blow me one out. But...
Come on.
Oh, stop it. Oh, your platform's sticking in me number 4 bay.
Come on, tell me, don't you think our policemen are wonderful?
No, I don't. You can't trust these specials like the old time coppers.
Will you tell me who you are?
Oh, all right. I've come up for the poultry show.
The poultry show?
Yes. And my pride and joy's in this box. I'll take the lid off.
Why, it's a chicken.
Chicken, indeed?
Yeah.
That's Gregory, my prize Rhode Island cockerel. Go on, your sauce box. Give him a stroke.
Oh, all right. There. He's enjoying it, too.
Yes, dearie. He's not the only bird here who's been neglected.
Is that so?
Careful now. Oh, don't stroke Gregory the wrong way.
Oh. Gripping my hand with his beak.
There, I told you.
Look at my hand. It's bleeding. Messing about with your Gregory.
Well, it's your own fault. Leave him alone and go and look for your film star.
Ah, my search is over. I've found the film star.
What do you mean?
I've just seen Gregory Peck. That's all for this week, boys and girls. How that old clock does go round. Never mind, we'll be with you again next week when once more we'll help you to...
Raise the laugh, raise the laugh. Don't be like a passport photograph.
Gloomy days soon will pass. Come on, folks, raise up your glass.
And raise a laugh.
You've been listening to Ted Ray and Raise a Laugh with Kitty Blewett, Bob and Alf Pearson, the Bows and the Bells, Fred Yule, Peter Sellers, Patricia Hayes, and Leslie Perrins. The dance orchestra was conducted by Stanley Black and the program written by Eddie McGuire and Ted Ray. Production by George Ilves.
Next week, Ted and Kitty return from their holidays. Another intriguing plot twist in Raise a Laugh.
The Comedy Club on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Well, she's sitting opposite me, and her name is Sally Phillips. And Sally, you've just used the word panino.
Yeah.
Because you had what looked to me like what we'd call a cheese panini.
Yeah, that would be plural.
That's
so
right.
So panino is a single... It's a single sandwich.
But yeah. But we always say panini, don't we?
We do.